Here we go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We have a knight!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast, a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris Wilcox. I'm here along with
John,
Sam,
and Sean.
And tonight's episode is going to be a fun episode for us. We are talking fall TV. We are doing a fall TV preview. It's a little late, but we're going to talk about a couple shows that we are interested in, and you should be interested in as well if you like geek things.
And culture.
And well, mainstream culture now, because geeks are taking over. We are also doing a horror movie list. The Ooh. 31 horror movies you should watch for the 31 days of Halloween. We will be doing movies 1 through 16 tonight.
The first half,
because we love horror movies, and we're going to take forever to discuss this, so we don't want to do a 4-hour podcast. We're going to try and keep it to this usual hour.
Yeah, we've set it up like it's a playlist for the month of October of some of just the finest horror movies. Yeah, one a day,
and it's
finest quality horror movies you will ever see.
You want your dunks with that? And then we also have the infamous segment Rapid Fire with Sam afterwards. So if you like our episodes, and if you want to, we will post this list online as well. So yes, if you want to listen to all of our episodes, they are on iTunes and Podbean, and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. So let's get into it. Let's start with the fall TV preview. We talked about a lot of these shows before, but one show that we are all looking forward to on HBO, it starts October 2nd, it's on Sundays at 9, is Westworld. We talked about it at length. John knows a lot about this.
Yeah, this show, it's been in, like, actually not even development, like production for going back to like 2015, like early 2015, so I think they had a little bit of a problem with the first season, or, you know, the episodes they filmed. So I think they went back and tweaked it a little bit, because it was on the shelf for a little bit, which is, I mean, for the amount of money they spent on this show, like, pretty rare.
Is it a lot? It looks like a lot of
money. Oh, it's, yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it's got it's probably not Game of Thrones level, just because, like, they haven't, you know, earned that yet, you know?
But it looks like it's up there. I would venture
it's one of the like two or three most expensive shows on TV.
Oh, all
right. Now, are they planning to? This is just a miniseries, right? They're not planning an extended.
No, I think it's an actual series.
Oh, they're doing
it. It's not self-contained.
Huh.
I bet you they won't even decide until, you know, they get ratings or viewership.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would really have to bomb for them not to have a second season. Like, there's a lot of good people behind it. Like, J.J. Abrams is executive producer, Jonathan Nolan, brother Christopher Nolan, who you know, all those great movies, he's like the showrunner here. And I mean, like, even the cast, like Anthony Hopkins, yeah, Jeffrey Wright, Ed Harris, like it's really kind of crazy. But a couple of reviews actually started coming out this week. Like, as we mentioned, it's coming out October 2nd, which is this Sunday. I guess the take that I sort of got was that this is it's not at all like a straight remake of the original movie by Michael Crichton in the, what was it, 70s, 80s?
Yeah, it was about 70s.
I guess it's a little bit, somebody said it's honestly more like Memento. Yeah, Christopher Nolan movie. Like, there's a little bit of, I guess, the robots sort of, they go through their everyday life sort of, like, resetting, like, almost like it's Groundhog Day, and, like, just a bunch of, like, terrible shit happens to them, and it's almost like, and the original movie is sort of like I'd say knockoff Jurassic Park, but that's really not fair, considering it's the same guy who wrote both, and it did come out, you know, 15 years before, but you know, you're sort of like aligned with the guest, or that's sort of your point of view. But I think this one is more like you almost feel bad for the robots, almost like it's like Ex Machina, which is a movie that unfortunately none of you guys saw because you watched that stupid fucking movie about a dinosaur.
Don't regret it.
But
yeah,
I'm pumped. I'm not sure about you guys, but I'm definitely pumped.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. I mean, I haven't seen the movie, the original,
I don't think you'll need to.
No, I know, but I mean, I haven't seen it in such a long time.
Yeah, it's been years for me.
But I mean, I enjoyed it. Like I said, I enjoyed Westworld, the original. I enjoyed the Simpsons remake of Westworld, which was the Itchy and Scratchy Land episode. But yeah, is it, you know, same kind of premise, robots go crazy.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, they did like set up, like, well, it was told from the point of view of the guests. They did set up, like, the guests were being dicks to the robots and stuff, and that's why they revolted. Mm. Well, or, like, they eventually just remembered what they were doing to them, and they're just like, you know what, fuck you. We won't kill you this time.
I bet you it doesn't follow the material as much as
I mean, how could I? I mean, one's a movie and one's, like, a, you know, TV then, series. Yeah, that
they're doing
God
they're doing a
long.
Full series, like...
I don't know.
That's what, like, kind of... like took me back because like after the robots revolt, what else do you do?
Go back with the team and you start documenting everything, you know, you
right
Ian
and you,
Malcolm
you open up a new one in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the robots gets wild and
but like you said you might, they don't know if they're going to do a second season or not,
right.
So
well,
who
I think,
knows
I mean,
if they revolt.
That's at least the plan. I mean, if I think it's it all goes well, there'll be a second season,
but who knows if they revolt.
They'll you know, revolt.
I
no, but it's the premise of
the
movie.
I don't know if that's
going to
happen
but,
in the first season. Who knows?
But that's the thing. You have
maybe
no idea.
Maybe they start hinting at it on each episode, and then at the end of the first season, they revolt.
Maybe. Who knows? But this might be a problem because the show is on Sunday nights, and there's another show on Sunday night at the same time.
What show is this, Chris?
It's The Walking Dead.
What's this? I've never heard of it.
Probably the most popular fall TV show.
Ever.
So I'm assuming there's people walking, but what's this dead about?
Well, there was
How
a point in time where
be dead?
There was a point in time where there were not a lot of zombies during the seasons, but they've went back. So Walking Dead is on AMC. It starts back up on Sunday, October 23rd at 9 p.m. And we left off where Negan, probably the best episode I've ever seen. Well, last season was the last episode, and Negan killed somebody. And AMC became a bitch, and the producers bitched out and didn't show who was killed. And if you're like The Walking Dead, they were afraid to they're going to kill somebody off who's important. The thing is, now they were afraid that they'd lose fans. Because whoever they're going to kill off, they're going to lose fans. Grow some balls. Show the person get killed, and then show what happens immediately afterwards, and that's it. And
well,
then you'll have fans.
Here's the thing. Remember when Jon Snow died? I mean, you had to wait a whole season to find out if he died or not.
He was never dead.
And he was never. Yeah, well, he was never dead.
He was.
But.
I mean, this is like who shot JR. But this is
theories.
And stuff happened because Jon Snow died. I mean, like any good show, like it's not about like what happens; it's like the reaction to what happens.
Well, but here's the thing, though.
Here's
the thing.
There.
End of the season, Jon Snow dies. End of the Walking Dead season, Negan kills someone. Either way, it's a huge cliffhanger, and it's got people talking. I do not. I'm 100% behind AMC for not showing who he kills, because that we're right now and people are still saying, oh, Negan killed somebody. Who is it going to be? It's the whole off season. That's all people have been talking about this show, and it's keeping people talking about the show. If you show him die, the whole time you're going to be like, oh, this person died.
You would have talked about it anyway. That episode was so good, and the introduction of that
but
character
it leaves it
was
off on
so
a cliffhanger.
Good. No, it that's the problem.
No, that's the point.
The thing
of it.
I would want to know, regardless of who they killed, if they killed, you know, Rick, Abraham, whoever, I would have been, what happens now? I would have been excited more about what happens now that we lost this person. I would have focused more. I would be more excited than I am now. Yeah. I'm not as excited as other people, Sam, because John, they didn't know.
Can I ask you guys a question? Because it seems like this show has like really been a roller coaster ride. Now, I watched the first two seasons, and I think most of the third season. Third season is the governor in the jail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought the first one was really good. Yeah. Second season was kind of dragged out. Yeah. It was kind of long with the farm. Third season, I didn't really give a shit about it, people anymore. I'll just be honest. Like people are talking about, oh, the governor's so cool. I'm like, I guess so, but he's like not exactly in it all that. I don't know. You know, even then he didn't seem like an interesting guy to me.
He was, and then he came back.
He had like a fucked up daughter. Like it's like, oh well, this is his motivation for everything. I mean, I don't know.
The thing is, the governor, the people who read the books love the governor.
Right.
The people who read the books love the governor. However, I didn't read the books and I watched it and I fucking hated the governor. I thought it was an awful character.
Yeah.
But
okay, but here's my question for you. Where is the show now? I mean, I get the sense of just, you know, people on like Facebook and stuff that like maybe what season is this now?
I think this is going to be seven? I think it's six or seven.
Six or seven.
Okay. The last season or last two seasons, has this been like a good show, a very like uneven show? Like, where are we right now?
It got better? Once our group took over Alexandria, pretty much. It got good at that point.
What?
But you're right though. Is that it like was
last season or is that like half a season?
That was last
season. Okay.
So it was last half season. But it was like you said, it was a roller coaster. It was great, bad, great, bad, great, bad. And it's been that way ever since.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with Game of Thrones. You'll have 8 spectacular episodes out of 10. Walking Dead, you'll have 5.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, a lot of the other episodes of Game of Thrones and Walking Dead are good. It's just it's not good.
Yeah, because I mean,
if that makes any sense.
Like, if you're just comparing it to Game of Thrones, I mean, there's a lot of build-up episodes on Game of Thrones where, like, nothing really happens, but it's sort of stuff is in motion that I feel like is, like, almost better than some of the payoffs on Walking Dead.
Yeah, because they'll have build-ups for The Walking Dead, but they're not that good. Yeah. The episode itself is not that good. You can't hang your hat on it and be like, all right, well, nothing really happened. There have been some spectacular episodes in the past year that have really stood out as good episodes. Hence, the last episode of the last season it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Because the character was Jeffrey Dean Morgan did fucking phenomenal. And then all the cast was amazing and being terrified.
This was last day on Earth, right? Was the name of the episode?
I
season
don't
6.
Remember.
Because, no, I'm just on IMDb. The fans completely disagree with you, Chris.
What, that was a bad episode?
It's the lowest rated episode.
Maybe it's because they didn't see who died.
I doubt that.
No,
I mean, fans are fickle, but not that.
No, I think it was so good. I was there that when they were shooting that. Like that's how good it was to me.
Wait, what?
It felt like I was there.
Oh, okay.
You know, it felt like I was there.
I thought you were just in Georgia that weekend and.
At that point, I think anybody's doing that will get shot probably. But no, they had that, and then throughout that season, I think at the beginning, the first half of the season, they had Morgan and the guy who was living on his own, who taught him pretty much how to use the bow. There was not a lot that happened.
Yeah,
but it was those two, and it was a great episode. Yep. It was so good.
Sean, did you watch the last season?
I did not. So I left this show after they left Terminus and kept walking around for another half a season. So I'm halfway done with 5.
So Chris, do you think as somebody who's been a little in and out on this show, well, I mean, I really haven't come back in at all, but as somebody who's been out, do you think it's worth picking up again? I mean, I don't think there's exactly like much plot I've like missed that like I'm not going to understand what happens. Yeah.
People have died.
You'll watch
probably
it.
Figure
you'll
out.
You'll watch it. And figure out who you lost.
It'll take a little bit, but yeah.
I mean, if you want, the thing is, you don't have to see anything because you've watched 1 and 2.
Right.
Right? You don't have to see anything in between. You just, a lot of shit happened. That's all you need to know. They toughened up.
The show isn't super subtle, so I could probably guess like the character traits of these people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot has changed too. I mean, Rick has kind of went off the deep edge once or twice, and, you know, Carl grew up, and there's a few things, but you'll notice. They're kind of into their own now.
Okay.
So I think if you were randomly just to start, I think you could figure it out.
Okay. Farmer's daughter still on the show?
Maggie? Which one?
The
young one or the old one?
The one with the brunette?
Yeah, she's
the one who is the, yeah, I forget, what was his name, Steve? The Asian guy?
Glenn. Well, the actor's name Steven is Steve Yeun.
Oh, yeah. That's why. His girlfriend.
Yeah,
she's still on the show.
Wife.
She's
pregnant too.
Oh, she's
Is the baby a zombie?
No. Okay. I don't think so. However, at the last episode she was having complications.
I really don't like that, like, you had to that like might be a possibility.
Well, you don't know, because the last baby that was around, the mother was a zombie after the baby. Yeah. And, you know, who knows? Who knows what happened? We have no idea what happened yet. Unless you read the books, obviously. But so let's not dwindle into that, but I mean, you can pick it up. You're probably not going to miss much.
Okay.
Walking Dead, Sunday night, October 23rd. So another show that we talked about a little bit, or probably a lot, is Luke Cage starts Friday.
Yeah.
This Friday, September 30th. Binge the shit out of this on Netflix, because all the reviews out have been great, or very, very good for episodes 1 through 7. I think we're all on board with this thing.
I'll get on the train. I don't know if I'm going to go make it all the way, but I'll give it a shot.
Tuck and roll. no, but another Netflix Marvel collaboration to give us Luke Cage, and I have a feeling there's going to be a few more Easter eggs in here than we think.
I hope.
Particularly with a lot of other characters in Netflix, as well as, if they're really smart, they might start doing some Avengers introduction or Easter eggs.
I doubt that.
Yeah. They're pretty animate on making the TV shows separate from the movies.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I'm surprised, though, they haven't tried to just flash them a little bit, you know, just a little bit of skin, you know, get the juices flowing.
So, Robert Downey Jr.'s butt.
No, but
well, Robert Downey Jr., like, maybe he comes down and he, like, opens a mall and, like, Luke Cage works there, you know?
No, that's in Harlem. It would be cool, though, if, like, Luke Cage walks around a corner and there's just, like, a spider web just on the wall.
Or you see, like, Iron Man fly overhead. Like,
not even. I wouldn't even go that far. Just spider web. Because Iron Man's not in New York. Spider Man's all over New York.
Yeah, well, you just never know.
Okay.
Just say it. Just
well, he's banging Aunt May in Queens. Yeah.
Iron Man is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was hitting on, what's the actress's name?
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah. In the Civil War movie.
Although.
You remember? You saw it.
Although.
I remember.
News is saying that, what's his face who played Punisher? He's suiting up this spring for something.
Barenthal?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't know what. It hasn't
in
been announced.
Spring, he's suiting
this spring
up.
He's suiting up for a show or something.
I think he got his own.
I don't know. They haven't announced anything.
No, anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Shane Punisher. That'd be great if he just comes back to the fucking Walking Dead as Punisher.
Okay, so that starts up on Friday. And then just to go over a few more, kind of running out of time, but for those of you who like DC Comics, CW is where it's at. So CW has...
Well, that's only where it's at nowadays.
Only Gotham.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's a thing.
So CW is...
Is that good at all?
Gotham?
I heard mixed things.
Yeah.
The trailers, eventually. Like, the previews seem really stupid.
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
Again, like, most shows
What kind of bugs me on that is the whole show's basically about Cobblepot, which is the Penguin.
Fuck that.
But he's not short and fat, so I'm like, I don't care.
Well, the thing is, apparently they're introducing every character other than Batman in Gotham.
But no, but Bruce Wayne is in it.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
No, but he's not Batman. Like,
right.
There's no
right.
Batman.
He's a kid. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if he tried to be, though?
It's like,
I think there's rumors that they're making Gordon Batman or some. I don't know. I don't watch it, so I can't tell
you. It's basically the Adventures of Gordon and Cobblepot.
Yeah.
That's basically what the show is.
Hey, Fox finally found a show that's staying on the air without getting canceled after one season.
Well, I mean, every once in a while they do.
Well, I mean, Bones is kind of running
dry. Fox has had a bad run, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they haven't done so well. But anyway, DC is on CW. Flash, Arrow, Supergirl is now on CW. And DC Legends of Tomorrow. So we have October 4th is Flash, October 5th is Arrow, 10th is Supergirl, and 13th is DC Legends of Tomorrow. And there will also be a one-week crossover of all four episodes.
And I heard it was a musical.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, but
I heard musical crossover.
That would be miserable.
I could have misread that. I'm sorry if I misread that.
Might have been somebody joking, though.
I could do, I could do
like one of the actors.
Like Buffy the Vampire Slayer musical, but for one show. Not right. for all crossover. Like people like, want to see this. Supergirl is now on CW.
Yeah, that'd be odd if they just like were like threw in like a second gimmick.
Yeah. So and speaking of Fox, actually, you have Gotham, which started already September 19th. Lucifer apparently is a good show. September 19th.
See, I watched the first episode and I was not impressed.
Well, a lot of people like it though.
I know.
Scream Queens, September 20th. Apparently, if you like comedy. That's where you go.
Yeah.
And then Exorcist, we haven't discussed yet.
We discussed it briefly in that.
We haven't discussed the pilot yet, or the first episode. So maybe we'll do that just to see. S.H.I.E.L.D. is on ABC, obviously. What else? Fall. Grimm usually starts on NBC. However, that is pushed back for a final season. It starts in January.
So that's not fall anymore.
That's not fall anymore. It was fall, but
here's a big thing.
Back.
I have to mention this for... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Apparently everyone's in the same boat as us, where Ghost Rider this season, huge bump on DVR. Huge bump.
Huh.
Like everybody's back in on the show, which is awesome.
On DVR? Well everybody DVRs.
But apparently the DVR on this show was like astronomical.
It also starts at 10 p.m.
I love the fact that it's on the 10.
Well, because you're like a... Not narcoleptic. What the hell is it?
Narcoleptic?
Is it night where you stay owl? Up late? Yeah, night owl. What's the thing where you can't fall asleep?
Insomnia.
Insomnia. There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can't stay up 10 o'clock. I'm in bed at 10 o'clock. So
it's been your weekly sleep disorder.
Yeah. But you're 10 o'clock. That's probably why the DVR is bumped up.
Join us next week when we talk about actually narcolepsy.
Yeah.
And then Van Helsing special mention Friday nights. It's on at 10 on Sci-Fi. We should watch it.
I'll give it a shot
just to see how it is.
You know what? Like when you first mentioned that, I thought it was
Winona Ryder.
No, Winona
Earp.
Earp. That's it.
No, we can watch that too.
No. You mentioned it. I'm like, wait, is that cowboy one where it's a girl now? And then like, I'm like, wait, no. No, that's why Winona Earp. That's the stupid one.
Well, we don't know. Well, we'll see how Van Helsing is. But anyway, and lastly, we already review American Horror Story on FX, but The Strain is back up. It's been started for a month now. The only reason why I'm mentioning it is it's already season 3, and they've already renewed for fourth and final season. So, good call, because after the second season, you're just running out of story. So,
yeah.
But that does it for.
Would you say it's been a strain?
God damn it, Sam.
Here's the one liners. Here it is, Sam.
Sam's back.
Pat, if you're listening, here they come.
Sam's just getting warmed up.
So, we're going to review probably a lot of these shows. And since nobody else watches the DC shows, and Sean's not even caught up, but.
Not caught up.
If you're interested and want to talk about it, maybe even come on the show, just let me know and we can, geek out over DC TV shows. But that does it for the fall TV preview. And we'll review a lot of the shows as well throughout the fall. So next up we have the horror movie list.
Yeah.
You see the 31,
huzzah!
31 movies that you should watch on the 31 days of Halloween. I know I'm just trying to turn here look at the board.
John, I can mute you.
No.
And I could do the intro. Okay, all right, so this is... Well, actually, Sean, I want you to explain this, because this isn't supposed to be a definitive list of like the greatest movies.
Right.
Yeah, now on YouTube.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so this isn't a list of like the best of all time. So what we did was we took all 31 days of October and we came up with a list of a bunch of horror movies we enjoy, and we said, okay,
for lack of a better term, our favorites.
Yeah, so it would be our favorites. Well, I mean,
I have a lot more than this.
Yeah, well, I do too, but I knew they wouldn't make the list. I didn't throw things out there like Dog Soldiers, like someone here.
That was a good movie. Anyways, that was a good movie.
So we had a list of about 60. We weeded it down to 31.
60. Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot. And then we went through each title and figured out where we would put each one. So like we stated, 1 through 16.
We're doing that this week.
This week. Next week, 17 through 31. So stay tuned.
That's going to be a long podcast.
That's basically the podcast, I think, because... Let's just say the good ones.
Probably do American Horror Story in that, I'd say.
So let's start off, and you can throw out what you want to say because we have a little bit of time to do
this. All right, are we going to talk about the stuff that we left off, or we want to wait on that?
Like the stuff we left off, like,
you know, maybe actually that's a bad spoiler there. To just talk about what we're doing
All right. All right. So let's start with this. October 1st. So basically, we want to do one movie a day. October 1st, we recommend that you start off your... I'm embarrassed to say this. All right. So
all I'm saying
day
is...
Day one.
We're easing you in, guys.
This is going to be like... Okay, so let's set this up.
We
want to get
you
in the mood. But you're not fully horror yet. Like, it's still a little warm out.
Okay, I'm going to say it. It's Halloween time.
God, Sam, why would you choose that? That was an awful choice, Sam. No, I'm just kidding. A lot of people mentioned Halloween Town should be on this list, so we went with that. So, I mean,
Halloween,
get that out of the
day
way.
One.
That is a Disney TV movie. I've never seen it. I don't think I ever will. Although
it's a Disney movie, you have to understand it's a Disney movie about Halloween.
Disney Channel original movie.
I'm sorry. Well,
Disney Channel.
No, it's just not as legit.
Okay, well, it's a Disney original movie, straight to TV.
Yep.
About Halloween, and it puts you in Halloween.
I know, like,
not even Halloween spirit. The stuff on the TV is Halloween.
It's like the kids go to Halloween Town to visit their grandma who's a witch.
Yep. And then they are witches and warlocks.
Oh, okay. See, yep.
And that's about it.
That's all I know.
And that's pretty much the movie. All right, let's move on.
Basically, if we could include TV shows, I would have replaced Halloween Town with Goosebumps.
I'd even put the Goosebumps movie in.
Well, we were talking like maybe you do a Twilight Zone episode, but no, that's...
Yeah. Okay.
It's got to be what at least is loosely defined as a movie. So.
We're sticking with movies. October 2nd. I love this movie.
Oh, I do
it's
too.
It's a great movie. Monster House.
Yes.
It is a Cartoon Network movie.
No, it's not Cartoon Network.
No, it was...
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks, but if you are to watch it, it's usually on Cartoon Network.
I
should have clarified that a little bit more. It's like a cute movie. It gets you in this mood for
Twisted,
Halloween.
Kind of
a little bit
disturbing.
A house is
the
possessed
graphic
by...
sex scene was a little off. But,
When you brought up this movie, I thought this is the one that's like with Adam Sandler, that animated movie.
Oh, the Hotel Transylvania.
Yes.
No.
It's very nuts.
That
so
wasn't a,
I'm,
that
I'm
was
proud
a
proud
funny
you.
Movie.
I've actually heard positive things about that.
It wasn't bad at all. But it was a cute movie, and it definitely gets you in the mood for Halloween. It definitely does. All
right.
And, next one is Scream.
Yeah,
the third. Scream, Wes Craven. Wes Craven, right? Yeah, Wes Craven.
Yeah,
so, great.
That's one of his best.
Classic horror movie. And it gets you more in the mood for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it asks the question that we're asking, you know, do you like scary movies?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it gets you in the spirit.
Yeah, this is like the stepping stone into the scary movies.
It's pretty meta, guys.
So another one where we're going to do a little sci-fi horror. The next one up is Alien.
And not the sequel, but the original.
The original Alien. It's a great horror flick.
Yes.
And it's got the sci-fi aspect to it, which is good. And it's
a great, like, just underexplained movie, too.
Yep.
Like, you get the whole, like, space jockey thing and... Like, they literally talked about how they just kind of did something. They just made something really big. They didn't really have to tell you why it's there or not, you know?
You had a great cast, too.
Oh, fantastic cast.
Yeah.
And Alien's the kind of movie, too. There's, like, a little thing. Like, it's not as scary now because, like, sort of everybody, or, you know, it's been, like, ripped off a lot, I guess. But it's a really solid one. Ridley Scott.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
good movie. It gives you a nice little creep factor.
Ripley.
Yes, yeah. Ripley Scott, as Sam puts it.
The movie gives you a nice little creep factor, and it doesn't lead into it, but the next one gives you even more of a creep factor.
Oh god!
On the fifth, Darkness Falls.
Oh god! This is one of those so bad it's good movies.
Yep, it's a movie about a tooth fairy.
Wait,
and
what?
Like, it's the tooth fairy.
Like The Rock is the tooth fairy?
No. If you fairy comes, if you see her, she kills you.
She kills you and,
because you saw her.
Yeah. It's like a woman who gets her face burnt off and now she wears a porcelain mask and there's a scene in a lighthouse and it's so bad. It's great. It's an amazing movie.
Stay in the light.
Yes.
So
that's the whole Lights Out thing. We're basically making fun of it, saying that it's, you know, Darkness Falls 2.
Yep. But that I think it's an interesting movie. It's so it's so bad it's good.
Oh,
so
I
it had to be
movie.
On the list.
I love that movie.
Day 6. Let the Right One In. I have not seen this.
This is a great
Is this the original?
This is the original. So it's dubbed. It's Norwegian or something.
I think it's
like that.
Swedish.
But it's
always so fucked up there, huh?
Yeah, I know.
It's always dark all the time. It just screws with them.
But so it is dubbed. But there is an American version called Let Me In, which if you can't get Let the Right One In or you can't deal with subtitles, watch that one.
Supposedly it's just as creepy.
It's I wouldn't say just as good. It's a step down from that one, but they're both really good movies.
All right, so that gets you even more in a horror spirit. This next one is...
will depress you.
It just gets you mentally checked,
I think.
It gives you a little twist, is The Mist. It's a Stephen King, not movie, but book.
Made by the same guy who does The Walking Dead.
Is it?
The producer of them. Who, Frank Darabont?
Yeah, this is Frank Darabont.
Oh, dude, Frank Darabont hasn't had anything to do with the show in a while. But.
Oh, I know, but well.
This movie was so good. It was so freaky.
Yeah.
So freaky. And it wasn't even scary. It was just, it made you freaked out.
Yeah, it was creepy.
And it made you hate and feel sorry for it. It definitely made you depressed.
Oh, yeah.
And it definitely made you depressed. So if you haven't seen it, actually, I recommend this above anything right now.
You know, one thing I find helpful is like comparing when a director and a writer team up twice. So how would you compare this movie to Shawshank Redemption?
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, Frank has done, he's done a few Stephen King movies, not just those two. He's done like three or four or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he likes working with King, or at least King's material. So, I enjoy that movie. That's one of my favorite on this list. I love the fact that the ending is such a downer. That's what I love about this. It's the complete opposite of a normal ending. Like normally everybody would be happy and safe and some people are dead. This one just like it's a sucker punch to the gut. Like it's great. And I know it pisses a lot of people off too, but I think those are the same people who can't deal with the depressing ending.
Yeah.
They want a happy ending.
Yeah, it definitely threw you for a loop.
Man, we got a nice 1-2 Stephen King punch here.
Yep. Right. So I'll do one and I do Saturday, and then why don't you take over for 9 through 16? So
okay.
On Saturday, the 8th, it's a long-ass movie, so you need a Saturday, The Shining. It's a classic horror movie. And I can't say anything more about it. I mean, it needs to be on.
It's creepy. It's... Yeah.
Jack Nicholson at its best.
Isn't it filmed in New Hampshire?
No, it's the Stanley Hotel in Colorado.
So it's where it was written.
But where is it?
I forget. Wasn't it
Overlook, or is that the actual name of the thing in the movie?
That's the thing in the movie.
Isn't it filmed in New Hampshire, like Bretton Woods or White Mountain Hotel?
I forget.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it's filmed in Colorado. Oh,
no, that's where it was written. That's where Stephen King came up with the idea.
Oh.
Well, we'd have to look into that. But Kubrick classic here, folks. Like I said, long-ass movie. Very creepy the whole time. I mean, like, even if you knew what the plot is, like, to sit through it, it's just still
it's a chore.
Gonna freak you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they made this into a fucking miniseries, right?
Yeah, that was awful, though,
I heard. A bad idea. Sorry. No, Shining's great, though. Also would recommend Room 237, which is a documentary about The Shining. And, like, it's five different people who have all these different conspiracy theories and, like, hidden meanings they've found in the movie. It's fucking hilarious. It's not really that scary, but...
Okay. Like, I remember right. like hearing stories that like Kubrick tortured Nicholson as he was making it just to like try to make him seem more insane.
Yeah, I think there was one like thing like what Shelley Duvall, the yeah. wife in there, it was like 80 takes on like one single shot or something like ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kubrick's fucking crazy.
Well, it was a creepy movie in the end, so
no, yeah. whatever he did worked. Yeah,
whatever he did worked. All right, John, take it away.
Okay.
Another creepy movie.
Number almost as fucked up. So, you know, I got a nice Sunday here, you know, just kind of chill out, maybe with the family. Number 9, Hocus Pocus, blast right out of the early to mid 90s. Not exactly sure off the top of my head. Yeah, we got a little comedy for you. Sam, what's your favorite part about this movie?
Found out what a virgin is.
I don't know, the cat, I guess.
Binks?
Yeah.
Or it wasn't Billy.
No, you know what's cool about Billy? I never knew this. That's Doug Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody's telling me about
Doug
that.
Doug Jones is he's basically the monster in everything. He was in Hellboy, he's Abe Sapien.
Okay.
He basically is like, do you need a tall, lanky guy? Get Doug Jones. Yeah, so...
Well, all right.
Anyways.
All right.
It's a fun movie. I mean...
I like Hocus Pocus.
Then going off of... We got a nice run here of, like, movies that are sort of connected on back-to-back days. Pretty much the opposite direction you could go with the premise. Number 10, Blair Witch.
Well, Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Movie that's pretty revolutionary in the fact that they were like pretty much like the first people to really come at you with found footage.
Yeah. And they marketed it as real.
Right. Yeah.
Which was like, you know, kudos to them for actually doing
that was
it. Like
great.
The family members of the cast actually got involved with this.
And
whole
said
thing.
That they disappeared and it was back before like I said, like the internet was a big
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it was
the dial up was around. So IMDb wasn't around, so you couldn't like be like, what's her name again? Oh, I'm just gonna IMDb this. Oh, they've been in all these other things. Kind of like how was it Paranormal Activity was kind of like that, where it was like, oh, it's real, and you're like, but they've been in all these other things.
Yeah,
they're actors.
Yeah.
Like, oh, never mind.
No man in history has ever been called Mika.
Probably like the latest in like modern history where you could like still like freak or like trick people and like it not like break all over the internet and people find out.
Yeah.
I was in a Blair Witch. I didn't like it until the end.
Did you guys see it in theaters at all?
No, I watched it in a basement my first time in the
That's
middle of the
bad.
Night. So it was kind of freaky. And it was not in my basement.
Ooh.
It was in my uncle's basement, which is in New York. And so it's like you're in an area that you're not really familiar with. And then you watch that and the scene in the basement and then it ends and I'm like, oh, okay, good night.
I forget where I was watching it, but I didn't like the first, how long was it? An hour and a half?
Yeah.
First
roughly.
Hour and 25 minutes of it. It wasn't good. It wasn't good until they got there.
Yeah.
To that house.
Well, the whole thing is build up, but
I know.
Anyways, let's not.
It's tell okay. It's one of those things like the premise and sort of. It's very much
the
I
history
mean,
of
like
it.
Cloverfield.
For
almost,
what it
like.
Was, you have to respect the movie,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. For what it was,
yeah. Also makes you respect keeping track of your map.
That's true.
Yeah.
Caused a lot Camping of jokes. Yeah, lots not. Of jokes have spawned from that.
Yeah.
We're talking about lots of jokes. We'll go over to Sam here, who's got the real download with our. With our number 11 pick here, Black Sheep, coming at you fast out of horror capital of the world, New Zealand.
Day 11, by the way, not number 11.
Sorry, yes.
Day 11, yeah. Well, Black Sheep basically is a horror comedy about genetically modified sheep who turn into basically zombies that turn other people into sheep zombies. And
it is awesome.
It is awesome. It's funny.
I've never shown this to a single person that was like, well, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's... You've never seen it.
I watched it at your parents' house.
When? You didn't like it?
No.
It's hysterical.
Just...
Really?
I don't think it's a Chris movie.
It's probably no, it isn't.
No, it's but okay, so other than Chris, all the other like 500 people I've shown it to have really enjoyed it.
Sean ties people down.
I like that Scarecrow horror movie better than
Dark Harvest.
Dark Harvest better than this.
Oh, yeah, Dark Harvest.
4x4. Anyway.
Gotta get to the 4x4.
Wait, I thought Dark Harvest was the one with that girl who's actually famous now.
No, that's what's Scarecrow that Gone that's Wild.
Hallowed Ground. Okay.
Oh, Hallowed Ground with Jamie Alexander.
We know way too many shitty Scarecrow movies, some of which are coming up next week.
Well, when Sean dives in the value bin at Best Buy for horror movies, hell they're $1.99. Well, this is what you end up with.
Being in the Scarecrow set for so long, you need some,
references?
Some things to, bring in, I could do this, and this. So, I see a Scarecrow movie, I'm like, oh, I'm buying that.
Mm. Oh, God.
I have not been disappointed. They're all bad.
Well, Black Sheep is actually one of the good...
expectations so low.
Black Sheep actually is one of the good dives you'd find, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to number 12. A movie I couldn't possibly tell you what it's about, but could not have a more festive Halloween name to it. Trick or Treat. Sean, what the fuck is this movie about?
So it's a tale, three different stories going on. It's by the guy who did X-Men 2.
Oh, Brian Singer? No, Brett Ratner. Holy shit.
So he, Anna Wait, Paquin's
no.
in it.
No, that is Brian. You mean X-3.
No, X-2.
Well, that is Brian Singer.
No. Hold on.
You continue on. All
right, anyways. So Anna Paquin's in it. Brian Cox is in it. So he brought a bunch of people in from that movie. Dylan Baker too. But it follows three different stories. One about girls trying to get lucky a virgin trying to get lucky on Halloween. There's another story about a bunch of the handful of kids trying to scare another kid about a bus that gets sunk into a swamp or whatever, filled with disabled kids.
A bunch of solitary stories, or is it
they're all interconnected?
They're kind of connected.
Yeah,
kind of like a Tarantino movie.
But
yeah, kinda.
This movie, it was a straight. It was a comic book, so this is technically a comic book movie. but.
Chris is just showing us a screen cap of I think some of the young ladies in this movie, and
it's fairly ridiculous. These pictures,
it's getting a bunch of nods. From those are
costumes,
the table.
Chris. That's costumes. Like when
so they're all dressed as five princesses.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, from what I've seen, it looks very interesting.
Yeah. So
why the hell are they all dressed like this?
Definitely, definitely worth watching. And I think the highlight of the whole movie.
Please tell me it's this guy.
Yes. Brian Cox. Facing off against Sam.
Like, not me.
Not Sam. Not Sam. Sam. Sam, Sam is the spirit of Halloween. It's basically a little kid in a onesie.
Played with Quinn Lord.
Yeah, with a giant burlap sack head. That kid, the character is so creepy but adorable at the same time. I love this movie. I feel like I need to go watch it
it's
now.
It's Brian Singer, by the way.
Is it Brian Singer did it? Oh, okay. Wow. I thought it was somebody else.
Never doubt John.
Sorry, John.
Never doubt
Well,
John.
I just know it's X-Men, good movie, Brian Singer. X-Men, not good movie. Well, actual X-Men movie, Brett Ratner. Because that one sucked.
No.
Or Rush Hour.
Sorry. Was it Michael Dougherty is the guy who directed and wrote it. Singer probably produced it.
Oh. Ooh. All right. Okay, that could be.
Yeah.
You say this is direct to DVD?
Yeah, it was a direct with big names attached. But it's
which is usually a good sign if we're
the sequel. Well, the sequel has been in the works for a long time now. The fans want it. Michael Dougherty wants it. Everybody basically wants it. It's kind of stuck in development hell.
I'll back Sean up on this. I saw it and it's good. It's a really good movie. Really good.
And you're not a huge horror fan.
No, I don't really usually like horror. It's like a good mix of humor, horror, interesting stories.
Yeah, it's
pretty easy movie to give a fanboy title to, too. Just Trick or Treaters. any other thoughts on this one, guys?
No, I enjoy this.
So.
If it gets Sam's seal of approval, it's worth it.
All right, well let's move on here to number 13, the 13th day of the 10th month of October.
It's the 10th month of October.
The 10th time we've had in October.
It's not on any particular day of the week, but our movie
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Guys, it's Friday the 13th. The final chapter.
Yes, we were torn on this because
wait, hang on. The final chapter, wasn't that the second one?
It was the fourth one.
Oh, it's the fourth one. Okay,
out of how many?
12. Well, 11, but 12 is
12th.
Well, no, no, it's 12. Jason. It's 12. You're right.
Is it 12? So
Jason X, Freddy, and then Friday the 13th. So 12. Yeah, okay, 12.
How is Jason X not on this?
It is the fourth one. It is the fourth one. So we were torn between this one. I wanted the Friday the 13th 2009 version. Sean wanted...
I was okay with Final Chapter.
You were okay with Final Chapter.
This is old.
Sam wanted Jason X.
Yeah. He's in space.
John wasn't a fan of the Jason movies, but we were torn with this because, you know, some of these are okay. And none of them are really good.
No.
But some of them are really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Takes Manhattan.
That's not a real fucking movie.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Which shares a similar title to The Muppets.
I was watching it on last weekend, and I was doing something around the house, and then I'm just screwing around. I'm sitting on the couch. I watch this movie, and then Jason's on the boat. They're coming to Manhattan.
They all share the Manhattan cinematic universe, which also includes the movie Manhattan.
Sorry. But either way, Jason's on the boat and they know he's on the boat. So one of the kids goes and gets a bunch of weapons and then he puts it down on the floor. And then five guys come around. And he's like, pick a weapon. And then all the kids run up and one takes like a crowbar. Another one takes like a baseball bat. Another one takes one of the axes. And then one of the kids who takes the crowbar, he turns to the guy who got the stuff. And he's like, what are you going to take? And the guy goes, nothing. Just this shotgun. And I'm like, why the fuck would nobody take that in the first place? why is that the last thing that somebody takes?
And why are you pointing out that you're taking nothing but a shotgun?
Yeah, right?
But a projectile weapon.
Yeah,
you know.
So, but anyway, there are some bad Friday the 13ths, and we decided that, you know...
We wanted one with Jason, so we X'd out the first one. We wanted one with Jason, and then we X'd out two because we really wanted him with the hockey mask.
Yeah,
you need the iconic.
And even then, the second one was not as good,
right?
Comparatively, to three and four weren't bad either. Right. So,
so we went with four. It's basically the one that the fans enjoy the most.
Yeah,
is what I was looking at, like which ones do fans like?
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
What makes it better than the other ones?
I can't tell you.
Okay,
it's just setting. I think the road is just settings.
You've got
the camper.
You have
no. What is this one?
So this one, as IMDb puts it, it says after being mortally wounded and taken to the morgue, murderer Jason Voorhees spontaneously revives and embarks on a killing spree as he makes his way back to his home at Crystal Lake.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's hard to say everyone is centered around Crystal Lake,
right?
But
except
it's not
for Manhattan.
It's not. Well, yeah.
And
well,
X.
No, it leaves Crystal Lake,
right?
You know, I think. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's just this one was very tricky to come up with.
Yeah,
we spent a lot of time on this one.
It's tough too because they're all kind of they all blend together. They're all 80s slasher.
Yeah,
films.
And a lot of them take place right after the other.
Right. So it's like they all blend together. Although there's that one scene that I absolutely love that became a vine when vines were a thing.
Are they still not a thing?
I don't know. Well, they're not as big of a thing as they used to be.
Just snaps now with the kids.
Yeah.
We should be on Snapchat.
anything goes.
Yeah. Ooh. But my favorite vine from that is you'd play like a music like Friday. Like Friday. And it's the boombox and Jason just walks up and kicks it and keeps walking. Like that's such a great moment from that movie. Probably the only good moment from Jason Takes Manhattan.
I think if I had a vote, guys, it would be Jason Takes Manhattan. But we'll stop spreading that news and move on to our 14th movie here.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
Are you sure it's not The Final Friday? And then three more movies?
Final chapter, Final Friday.
Number 14, another classic for you for a Friday night here. Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Really, like, you know, the ultimate Hitchcock movie in the eyes of many. Definitely the, I mean, closest thing he's done to a horror movie. Yeah.
Well, psychological.
Most of his stuff is thrillers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a classic. Yeah. You can't say anything really more about it.
Like, it's so good. They did a shot for shot and it was awful.
Right. But, like, an interesting thing about this movie was that, like, this couldn't be made now because Hitchcock read the original book of it and he basically went to the author and said, I want to make this into a movie. Let's take this off the shelves so that the twist at the end, we won't spoil it, but nobody knew about it.
Well, there's sort of two...
At this point, I'm pretty sure.
There's sort of
at this point, people know what the twist is.
But then it's like... It's like if they took like Deathly Hallows off the bookshelves because they didn't want to spoil the twist at the end.
I still don't know what that is.
Neither do I. I was just throwing a book out that Chris has read.
Well, I mean, the kind of interesting thing with Psycho is that there is a twist at right at the beginning. I mean, it's like it goes from one movie to another.
Yeah,
which
no,
is really
it was actually
cool.
Originally marketed like they marketed as if that first movie with I forget the actress's name, but she embezzles
like
the money.
She's stealing, and that's the whole movie.
Yeah. Like it was
really cool. I like, you know, we talk about this all the time, how there's like, you know, trailers give too much away. Like when you actually are legitimately tricked by a movie, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, they
Janet Leigh.
They were
right. No, sorry. She's Marion Crane. Yeah, Marion Crane is the sister or which one? So it's either Vera Miles or Janet Leigh. I forget which one plays the embezzler.
Yeah, yeah. She then runs off and then gets killed at the Bates Motel. And that's when the real movie starts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And then it's a different...
It's
a
completely different... Then it's they're trying to find out.
I don't know if I've ever
actually
seen that whole movie.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've definitely watched like the first hour. Yeah. And unfortunately, I've seen the end where the twist is all spoiled, which I guess we won't spoil.
No, I don't want to spoil any of these.
You haven't seen.
Who plays Norman Bates again?
We
just spoiled Darkness Falls.
Anthony Perkins.
Anthony, yeah.
Oh, okay, God, Darkness Falls.
Anything but that movie.
But yeah, that basically kind of killed his career because it typecast him as a psychopath.
And he came back for the sequel.
Yeah, like for years he hated the fact he was in that, and eventually someone offered him enough money for the sequel. Yeah.
Oh, God,
like,
there's a sequel to Psycho?
There's like four.
Wow.
No, there's only two with Perkins, but...
Right, but there's a bunch of sequels.
Holy shit. Right.
Let's go to Saturday.
A modern day Hitchcock in the eyes of, well, for a couple of years there, and some people, now none.
Yeah, no.
Nice Saturday movie for you guys, Signs, which is one of those movies which has a couple jump scares, but I am going to ruin a part for you. When the alien walks in front of the TV, and you will still be scared shit if you haven't seen it. It is fucking frightening.
Oh, yeah.
What was freaky was the part that got me was when the father, Mel Gibson, goes into the cornfield.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has the flashlight, and it's like, you know it's coming. Yeah. You know it's coming. Yeah. You know it's coming. And then it came, and you're like, shit, this is freaky.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the opposite of Psycho, where Psycho, the like twist to the end, is like really starts to put the icing on the cake, where... Psycho, where Signs, like the twist at the end.
Yeah, it's a little dumb.
It's kind of dumb.
It's.
I'm okay with it, though.
I don't know if it ruins the movie,
but it's Shimmering the Ding Dong.
Sam, look at the list here. Like, Signs is like a fucking Oscar movie compared to some of these.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't touched the second half yet.
There's a really solid thing too. I remember. I think we watched it one day. Sam Sean was at you guys' house. There's like a featurette on the DVD where there's like a home movie by like M. Night Shyamalan, which has like a fucking RC car in like a mask or something.
Yes, that's right.
It's like a movie he made when
it was ridiculous.
A kid.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take like 3 minutes, but it's pretty funny.
It was bad.
It sums up his most recent part of his career.
Yeah.
What was his most recent movie?
After Earth?
Was it?
I forget.
Something
he,
like that.
He came out with something recently.
Yeah, I feel like he did.
He's either came out with something or there's
His most recent one, it was the one where the kids visit their grandparents, but there's something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That
one
actually...
With the guy from a movie we're not going to talk about today, but Saul.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Spoilers.
but yeah, no, I heard... Not bad things. I want to go with that. I'm going with not bad things.
Know what
things.
I else remember from Signs that was freaky?
What?
Remember, just remembering Shyamalan Ding Dong with his, like, bit part in that?
Yeah.
When, like, he goes into the guy's house.
Oh,
house.
And he's the doctor. Oh, no, he's not a doctor. Is he a vet?
Yeah, he's, like, I thought he was, like, a doctor or a vet.
No, yeah,
but he
has
his
the
wife.
Dog. Oh, yeah, he did kill the dog.
It's called The Visit with the family.
Yes, The Visit.
And but, like, he killed Mel Gibson's wife.
Right.
And then he goes visit him, and he's like, I trapped it in the closet, and he drives away. And
oh,
he
yeah.
looks
seems,
in
it
with,
seems
the knife,
like
with the knife,
of water,
and there it is. And like, oh, and cuts his fingers off.
Oh, yeah, that's a creepy
that
part. Because it's another part where you're like, I know it's coming.
Yeah.
I know it's coming. And then it comes.
You know what? He in that movie, he did do a very good job with that.
Yeah, yeah. That stuff
it's,
worked.
Even though you knew you were, there was something there, he's still scared.
Yeah, that stuff worked.
Which, I mean, I don't know what the hell happened to him, but, like, Signs is, like, great.
Yeah,
it was like he started doing like The Village, and
yeah, I think he kind of got a little.
What was
his own
the
ass.
Trees and all that other
Lady
stuff?
Lady in the Water.
No, what all was right. the one with the trees and the trees kill people? And,
oh, the oh god, The Happening.
The Happening
we could talk about Shyamalan's all night.
No, ma'am, don't.
All right. Last one for tonight.
Last one. It's a Sunday, so nice. A nice, you
Sunday.
Know,
16th.
Nice, easy movie to fall asleep to. Insidious, which.
Yes.
I actually haven't seen this.
Oh,
all right,
oh
Sean,
God.
Take it away.
Okay, which one's this? Cause,
like, okay, so this is the one where with like the I want to say the Nether, but it's not the Nether. That's Minecraft. but it basically there's the spirit world and the little boy is like not possessed by the.
One.
It's the one with the demon. It's called the Lipstick Demon, and that's the one with was it Tiny Tim song. Tiptoe through the tulips. That one. It's a freaky movie, especially when he goes into the spirit realm.
I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't that creeped out by this.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of seemed very generic-y horror.
Was it Patrick Patrick Wilson's in it, Rose Byrne is in it.
Like, now that I remember.
Yeah, and great twist at the end. Not going to spoil it if you haven't seen it.
Don't spoil it.
I don't even remember the twist.
Yeah, there's a good
twist. I'll watch
it
on
the
16th of October.
You know, almost like, kills the twist of saying there's a twist at all. Just saying.
Sorry.
Yeah. Way to ruin it.
Sorry. But
if it's really that good of a horror movie, you won't even remember that there is one.
It's
I thought you haven't seen it.
I know.
It's a James Wan movie. It's a James Wan movie, but it's written... This is the one thing that I really like by this movie.
Who's James Wan?
James Wan, did the original Saw movie. I think he did some of the Fast and Furious movies. He did the Conjuring movies. Yeah, he did Fast and Furious. But he's like, if you want a good horror movie nowadays that's not a slasher flick, he's the guy to go to. Like, he's done the Conjuring movies. He's done these movies. He's done Saw, the first one, not so. He's really good at the storytelling, kind of thing. But the most important thing is the guy who wrote it, Lee Whannell, who also stars in this, which he kind of does in a lot of his movies. He's the guy who wrote Saw, the original, the short, and the remake. He's also the photographer. In the bathroom with Dr. Gordon. He plays that character. And in this, he plays a paranormal investigator. And him and his partner, who's a big guy with a beard, they're kind of like the comedy of the movie. I like the mix of comedy and like spookiness in this movie it's kind of great. I really
enjoy
this movie.
It's always nice to see like a balance of, because I mean, I think as... I'm not at all the first person to say, but the line between comedy and horror is so slight that to play with them really well, like it sounds like you get in Insidious is pretty cool. All right, so that's
scary movie.
All right, that's the first part of our list here. That will get you through the 16th of the month. We are going to be posting our day-by-day list. Maybe we'll throw up a trailer there, too, of each one. On our Knights of Nerditude Facebook page, maybe even the website and or Twitter. We'll see. But it'll definitely be on Facebook, so be sure to follow us there to get all of that good shit. But right now, guys, I think it's rapid fire time.
Pew pew.
Kaboom.
I'm the only one with his own theme music.
I was just going to say that, too.
Well, hang on. Why the fuck are we doing your segment this week? What happened to my segment?
We apparently didn't do it last week.
Okay.
Breezed over it, I guess.
All right. Well, I guess I'm just the breeze over segment.
Yeah. So, suck it. I have theme music. all right. So, this week, I have another theme, which is just one-word descriptions or reactions. I want just a single word, how it makes you feel or how it makes you think or whatever, to whatever I'm going to throw at you. And you can talk about why you chose that word. But we're going to start off with first your reaction to the summer movies. Who wants to go first?
Deflated.
Deflated. Why would you?
Yeah, I'm going with that one. Going deflated because we built it up this year. We were like, this movie is going to be great. And this movie, we're going to see this movie and this movie.
Yes, but we build it up on rock and roll.
Oh, God. So I said deflated because we built it up and it was supposed to be a good summer. And I want to say by the end of the summer, even like pushing Suicide Squad, it became a chore to go see these movies because it was like, it's probably going to be bad. Like every movie that came out was bad over and over and over again. And it was just like, you know, I didn't want to go see these movies. I just wanted to stay home and eat a pint of Haagen-Dazs.
And cry.
And cry while watching The Notebook.
All right. So, it's a good point.
John, you going?
Good point.
Well, I don't have a different take, but I'm going to go with my one word to quote Inception, disappointed. You know, the only difference is that I think, like I said, you had a couple movies that rolled the dice a little bit and actually did get a little bit of a payoff. I mean, it definitely wasn't a stale summer. This wasn't crap you'd seen before, at least with like Suicide Squad. And if I'm not going to talk about Batman again,
that wasn't summer.
Technically.
But look, I mean, look at Star Trek. Like, Star Trek kind of diverted a little bit, so at least you got something there. But I think overall, disappointed, you know. Even, you know, I mean, what our best consensus one was Civil War. And Civil War is good, really not great, though, you know. And you always want, there's always one good movie that came out of the summer. And I don't think we really got that. Even, like, fucking War Dogs I saw, and I was disappointed because it was just like a fucking ripoff of like the same Goodfellas ripoff you've seen for like the last 25 years. That's my bit.
All right, what's your D
word?
I'd
say congressional.
Wow, going away from the D.
In a sense that all they do is fucking kick the can down the road and deal with it later.
Clever.
Wow. Because you started off with Civil War, which was great, and then you ended up with mediocre Star Trek, and then Star Trek, and then Independence Day, and then Suicide Squad, and then, you know, whatever, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They just put out movies. Nothing was standout. I have a question. They just kept going.
Didn't Warcraft come out yesterday? The 27th?
Yeah.
But that's a movie night.
Regardless, back to the rapid fire thing. All they did was just, it felt like they were kicking the can down the road to get to next year.
I'm kind of disappointed now. None of you just said Warcraft is your answer.
It's a bit.
Either way, we could do a movie night with Warcraft.
It's a failed rigged system, Chris, and we need to make summer blockbuster movies great again.
Nailed it. Just don't email me about it.
And none of you want to build a wall or keep on that theme. All right. Moving on. Let's stay in reactions with movies. Let's go looking forward to fall movies. What one word reaction would you have to the upcoming fall movies? Anybody?
I went first last time, so.
All right. Well,
Sean doesn't want this shit.
Sean has this thing where he says Oscar bait like it's a fucking like four letter word. So my word's gonna be boner because I love this season.
Boner.
These
not like boner-tastic.
No, I'm just gonna say boner. All right. Which boner.
Add some flair on that boner.
I can't
Come
believe
on.
I've already said twice. No, I love the fall. Even shit like what the fuck is it called? The Space Between the Oceans, which the fucking Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander.
About like the kid and stuff.
But I like Derek Gianfrance. He did Place Beyond the Pines, which is really great. Anyway, this is the time of season I actually enjoy and look forward to. So I'll close and say boner.
Boner.
I'm going to have to go, I don't know, I think this is a word, but veiled in a sense that there's...
It is a word. Yeah.
In a sense that it looks nice, but behind it, probably not so much. Like, you have Arrival. That's a movie. Yeah.
Yep.
And then, you have Arrival, you have Inferno, you have Ass Creed, you got a few others.
Ass Creed.
And well, that's how everybody refers to it.
I call it Ass Creed all the time.
Yeah. And you know, you have all these movies, and yeah, okay, let's get excited about this. And then you have those Oscar bait movies, but I mean, when you probably look at box office numbers and reviews and stuff, it's probably not going to be that good. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think it's going to be.
I don't know.
I hope not, but I feel like that's what it might be.
I think it's going to be strong. You got Passengers. You got...
I mean, you got Fantastic Beasts as well.
Yeah, the fucking Harry Potter movie. Doctor
Strange.
That's going to
make good money.
Trolls.
it's got Justin Timberlake in it.
And you know Star Wars.
Oh.
That too.
And,
Oh, yeah.
Well, is Star Wars considered winter or fall?
It's the same thing.
I would throw anything up to December 31st.
And speaking, just going off of that, by the way, I remember last week we mentioned Paramount was preparing for a write down for $115 million. They delayed Friday the 13th and Rings till next year.
Wait, Rings?
Yes. Rings was set to be released in October or November of this year. Friday the 13th was set to be released in January or February.
Rings as in...
The third Ring movie?
They pushed that back?
They pushed it back.
To next year?
To next year.
That's not good.
No. Boy. It's done filming.
It was coming out in like a month.
They don't say why they did it. However, it's a lot of companies do this, is if they know they're going to have a bad year, they'll delay certain things in order to make their year look good. So even though Paramount writes down $115 million, Rings, because it was such a hit, and it's getting a
pushed
good...
Pushed to February.
Yeah, it's getting pushed, but next year, when they release their financial results, they'll say, all right, Rings made some money, and it offsets the loss of Monster Trucks.
It's what we in the financial reporting community call window dressing.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's they don't say it, but that is 100% why they do it. It's not... They're not the only company...
That actually, you know, now that you say that, that's probably why January through like March is just such like shit city. Also,
well,
because I mean, why is that a weak part of the year? I mean, like, it's fucking cold out. What are people gonna do?
Yeah. No, they probably put the low budget movies going January, February. See if they get hit or not.
You know, shooting fish in a barrel at that point. But anyway,
well, they still gotta turn a profit at some point.
My word, now.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah.
I'm going with ecstatic.
Ooh.
You
know what an E word.
We're going well, we got first Star Wars spinoff I'm excited for. Arrival looks awesome. But the one title we have yet to talk about,
Sully.
Strange.
Well, no, I'm not even including like Strange I'm excited for. But the one that I'm like ecstatic for.
Inferno.
The one that I can't wait to come out. That it's like I'm dying inside because
Shin Godzilla.
Shin Godzilla! Oh my god, I'm so excited for
That's
this
not
movie.
On our list.
No, Godzilla's not on our list. But Shin Godzilla is coming out in October. And I can't wait. I'm praying that I'm really close to one of those theaters because I gotta see this movie. So, yeah, that's why
It'll
I was...
It'll be close by.
I'm hoping.
It's going to be four people in theaters, and they're all sitting in this room.
Oh, I don't care. I'll be like, Godzilla!
No, this is Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla. I mean, yeah, this is
huge. It's going to be a draw.
This is huge. I mean, yeah. I'm ecstatic is my word, because that, like, between Godzilla and Star Wars, I, like, everything else is filler for me. It starts with a bang, ends with a bang for me. Right. I'm so excited.
All right.
Sean with a bang bang response to rapid fire.
Yeah, right.
That's unusual.
Checking to see where what theaters, because they don't. It's taking forever.
They haven't announced it yet.
I was gonna say
they?
You. No way. There's got to be at least one in Boston.
Yeah.
There has to be.
So moving on.
Moving on.
Sorry, I had to burp there. Okay, we showed you guys a picture beforehand, not on the podcast, but they released some stills from the new Wolverine movie, and one of them showed an old Logan, an old Wolverine, and an old Professor Xavier, kind of like being pushed, Logan was pushing Xavier around, and I wanted to get your reactions to that. Like, in one word, how did that make you feel? Anybody?
I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with sad, because it's coming to an end. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably the greatest casting in all of comic book history is over.
Yeah, those are
much.
Two good casts.
But I guess both. But I was referring to Hugh Jackman and Wolverine.
Yeah,
I,
right there.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is also Patrick Stewart's last time as the
exactly.
Professor.
So
it's a double whammy.
Yeah. So that's why I say it's sad. And the fact that, you know, he's rolling there with his eyes closed, like mouth drooping open, like drool and shit coming out of his eyes and mouth. You know, it's and then just Hugh Jackman not looking tough anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. So we'll see. You know,
got a whole Grizzly Adams look going on.
Yeah. It is what it is. But the fact that he kind of looked beat.
Yeah.
You know, it's
down on his luck,
not
Logan.
Wolverine. You're gonna make me cry on the podcast. Not the Flash isn't even on.
I'm going depressed.
Yeah, going on the sad.
It's very sad, because I loved Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, and thank God this one's getting an R rating. This that's like they're going hard, like R all the way on this one.
Holy fucks you!
I'll believe it when I see it.
No, that it has been announced as being an R rating.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, but so we finally get the Wolverine movie we always deserved, not the one we needed. but it's depressing because it's an end of an era, like 1999 to 2017. You had this phenomenal cast of, you know, all these X-Men. And I mean, yeah, they're passing it off to younger people, but how you can't recast Wolverine. Not now. You'll just pull a Spider-Man.
We'll find out.
Got to put him up into the rafters.
But the I mean, Hugh Jackman stated between age and apparently he has skin cancer.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he stated those two reasons as why this is his last role.
It's one of those things where it could be really mild or really dangerous.
Right, yeah. So he's basically, because of that and the toll it takes on his body, he's got
to
hang it up.
You need to assess your priorities.
Right, and I'm 100% fine with him hanging it up.
I mean, Australia too is not going to be made by itself.
Oh, God.
What about all those Les Mis spinoffs?
Oh, God. I think it might be done for a little while.
Yeah,
so this movie is just going to be, like, there's no flashbacks or anything, right? Like
we don't know.
No clue.
There's nothing really.
Like I said in past podcasts, the idea behind this one is Old Man Logan.
Okay.
So, John, do you have a word for us?
Euthanasia. Time to get rid of these stale fucking characters, Sam.
John went for the full Kevorkian.
And we had enough movies, let alone, you know, they got rid of the whole great storyline from the third one and just fucking wiped it out. And I was thinking, you know, great casting and, you know, Magneto comes to mind, Ian McKellen. And actually, you know, as shitty as the third one actually is, that ending, though, with him sitting in the park, that's so great.
That is
like, that's
ending.
That's almost like how I want to say goodbye to that character, or at least that, you know, character and casting. Like that, oh, that was a great moment. Everything else, No, but
we might have tears in the Wolverine movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I honestly might.
I will remember you.
But there's times kind of come though. It is it is probably
no,
like honestly, what are they? They're talking about rebooting the like prequels, right?
No.
Everything's kind of going its own timeline now, so they can, they don't have to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, let someone else take the wheel. Kill him off. I hope it ends up with guns blazing. You know.
Yeah.
No montage like at the end of Fast and Furious, you know, with the Paul Walker thing.
Oh, man.
No montage, please.
Fuck me. Not again.
All right. Next up.
And for our last one, this is just some study I read, and I thought, you know, we don't have enough health news on here.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
God, prostate cancer.
Close. Oh. Apparently,
Where's my Star Wars guy?
Apparently, riding on roller coasters can help pass kidney stones. What's your reaction?
Oh, I
to
guess
that?
That makes sense.
But you need a word, John.
I need a word?
Yeah. What you
sure.
Got? Sure.
Good word. All right.
In the interest of time, I'll say science. Science.
I'll go with centripetal force.
Centripetal. That's two words.
I don't care. I'm hyphenating it.
Let me give you one thing here. What Six Flags, and we'll just say Six Flags New England because, you know,
we're here.
We're not a big show. which roller coaster would you pick? Because I would take the one that's like spinny.
Oh, Mind Eraser?
No, the Mr. Six's.
Oh, Mr. Six's Pandemonium.
Yeah, I'll shake him loose.
I don't even know that.
No, I think you would want something up and down instead of to kind of get it moving a little bit to break it up instead of just forcing it, because you know at some point like it gets rock hard and then you go so fast and it sticks out your body.
Would that be like
hole.
Bizarro? Is that Bizarro.
I don't know. I haven't
Bizarro.
Been to Six Flags.
Oh, is that that's? Let's pretend it's not Superman ride.
Yeah,
I think that's Bizarro. It.
Oh yeah, they did change it.
Yeah. Now there's
painted it green.
A new one. Yeah. Oh, that was just dumb.
The last time I went to Six Flags, I went. Remember, we went on that like haunted ride.
Oh God, and you were puking after.
Yeah,
because you had.
Wasn't the Houdini one?
Yeah, I forget what
it
was.
The Houdini.
We
ride.
Went. We
the broom spins.
What is it? We drove down at like 5 a.m.
Yeah,
I drank one of those half gallons of coffee milk and had and like chocolate chip cookies
Mrs.
for breakfast.
Fields for breakfast.
For breakfast, they immediately went to the teacups and then. So this fucking Houdini ride.
Was that when you guys
puking
came
all over the
exit? No, that was a different day. Okay. But that was the last time I went, is when you guys were
it was
in
our
high
field
school.
Trip, and you,
that's how
you
long
college
ago
kids
that was.
Just showed up.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No.
It would have worked if you guys showed up with like some beer or something. Just like hanging out like, woo. They get older and I stay. They stay the same.
They always stay the same age.
I keep getting older. They all stay the same age.
Folks,
all
it's
right,
a McConaughey
all right.
reference.
Yeah. So this week, it's going to go with Chris.
First one.
Yeah.
First one.
Hearty handshake.
Hearty handshake.
I got that. I finally get it.
Yes.
And it's valid.
Yeah. You know, like I really liked your, what was it, congressional answer? That was a good
Ooh.
One. That was a clever one.
It's true, though. I
that
feel
was,
like it
was
it
was
true.
Very out of left field, but very, but summed it
appropriate.
Up.
Appropriate. Yeah.
Everybody wants to wait until the next season.
Yeah. So, congratulations on your
first
win. First
one.
Yeah.
Congrats, Clarice. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically this is two, but the first one was
doesn't
with the
count.
Asterisks, you know, like Barry Bonds asterisks.
I mean, I always like to think the audience is the real winner.
Well, welcome to the SS. We don't suck.
Not
at
for
life.
That episode. The audience did not win for that rapid fire.
No one won but Sam, apparently.
All right.
Woo!
All right. So that does it for us for this week. Next week, we will finish our horror movie list for the second half of
17
the month
through
of October.
31.
Yep. And we probably have American Horror Story review as well.
And Shield.
And S.H.I.E.L.D. We could do S.H.I.E.L.D. All right, so that does it for us for this week. You can find all of our episodes on Podbean and iTunes. And find us on Facebook. Give us a little like button. And it's facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. And follow us on Twitter at K1 Podcast. And we'll update this list on the website, KnightsOfNerditude.com.
American Horror Story next week.
Until next time.
Keep current.
Adios.
Bye.